Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samaches, and we're learning Simon Beis. The Chayyadim is giving three different examples or expressions of this concern of a person doing mitzvahs in a way which is not their covered to the mitzvah. The mitzvahs are bezuyas olav. He's doing the mitzvah in a degrading fashion. So the third point is v'chein osur lehonos min mitzvah called zman mitzvah. Something which is designated for the purpose of a mitzvah, a person should not be using it for other purposes. A person is not allowed to benefit from the mitzvah while it's in the state of mitzvah. So a person wants to use his tzitzis for some other purpose, so he cannot use them as long as they're part of a talis, and therefore they're part of their mitzvah. A person cannot use them for other purpose. If a person removes the tzitzis from the talis, he wants to use the tzitzis as a bookmark and a sefer, he'd be allowed to do so. But what calls them on that these tzitzis are attached to the talus, that would not be acceptable. A person wants to use the benoy sukkah for some purpose. A person cannot do that. A person wants to eat his esrog. He has an esrog shal mitzvah. Says, you know, I'll eat it now, I'll get a different one tomorrow. Or lariach b'hadash lulav. A person wants to smell the hadasim. A person wants to use the light of the Ner Chanukah to read something, to do some work in the kitchen. I feel the Hadik Ner Chol min Ner Shel Chanukah is also. Not only is it also to do something which takes over a period of time and needs a lot of usage of the Ner, but something which is very quick and very minimal effect on the Ner. He lights a Ner Shel Chol. He takes a candle. They lived in a world where their illumination at nighttime was by candles. I want to light some other candles, which I'm going to put in the room to be able to read from the light of the menorah. Have a lit flame. It's much easier to light these candles. You cannot do that. A filam Ner Shel Beis Knesses Oser. The Ner, which is the Beis HaKnesses, which is there for the purpose of to facilitate tefillah. The person wants to use that to light a fire from that for non-Beis HaKnesses purposes. It really should be also min adin. Ela shanoigim l'hokel. The minig is to be makel and to use it for other purposes. The lay bez and masaleim. When there's a concept when a person stelled back the function purpose of the this item, he put a tenai in it, a condition in it that he's not totally designating it for the mitzvah purpose, in order that he should be allowed to use it for purposes of chol, secular purposes as well. So a person can make a tenai, the visual designation, that's not what it's for. It doesn't always work. And the parameters of that need to be clarified at maybe a different time. But if that wouldn't be, so we're saying over here that even if the person did not have that specific intent in mind when he lit the neros of the shul, when the shamash would go and light the neros of the shul, he didn't necessarily think, I'm not designating it only for the basic necessary purpose. I'm keeping in mind for these other purposes. He doesn't need to, because there's a concept of Lev Bezdin Masaleim. The Chachamim, the Bezdin, as it were, making this limitation, this condition to the Kedusha that you're putting there, to the designation for mitzvah that you're putting there. So it is as if they spoke out this limitation, that that's not solely for that purpose. So we won't have that problem. So here we see that. And the Chayyadim goes back to what we said originally, that the purpose over here of all of this is to make sure that we understand that mitzvahs are not degraded. Now, obviously, this is not necessarily in people's minds being degraded. The point he's saying is you understanding that this is on par with secular purposes, chol purposes, is it besoin to a mitzvah? Mitzvah is for a greater purpose, a higher purpose. The same way we understand that a Sefer Torah has Kedusha, and you would not use it for chol purposes. You're not allowed to use it for chol purposes because that's it is on a higher plane. So all mitzvahs, everything that you're doing is from a higher plane. So just equating it with the regular weekday, everyday purposes is pulling it off of its pedestal, and that's an element of bizoyan. Being mavaz, an average person is one level. Looking at one of the Gedolei HaTorah and equating them with an average person, that itself is an act of degrading him, lowering him down from his exalted status. So it's all a form of bizoyan. Have a good day.